You've got a long day today, and I had to lay out a bill at 7:30 in front of the Special Utility District Committee for the City of Marlin. So we're going to get everything out of this day.
I was explaining to the audience this morning that you and I have been in communication and that your day was going to start with a bill layout at 7:30. Now, you've got, 402 amendments, at least right now. We know that all of those may not be heard. But really, as a member, how deeply can you delve into some of these things? And how, I know your staff has got to help you on this stuff, but how do you comb through all this?
Well, we'll start with the Appropriations Committee and their subcommittee chairs. So those guys locked themselves in a room a couple nights ago at 5:30 p.m. and came out at 12:30 after each article reviewed every amendment for each article. And I had to office cross from Trent Ashby, who's our neighbor to the east, and will be probably most likely is chairman of Article 3, which is education. And he said it was brutal, but they've worked through every amendment. So I trust my colleagues that chair those articles and sub-articles and able to visit with them and make sure we're on program and we understand what's coming. And to your point, 402 amendments, if everybody got to talk about it for 10 minutes, you do the math, we'd still be here, I think, Monday morning. We'd miss the entire Masters. But I think we have some good news that some of the amendments have been pulled and will be pulled this morning. But it should be we will see Friday morning on the floor.
Yep. Now, let's talk really about the mechanics, because clearly you can't stay on the floor the entire time. So how do members decide when they will be on the floor and when they won't be on the floor?
You know, that's a personal decision, one, two. This is when we rely on our desk mate a lot. Mm-hmm. So I share a desk with Chris Patty out of Marshall, Texas, good friend, good Aggie. Of course, you know, I've already mentioned two Aggies in this conversation this morning, but Chris and I will rotate to make sure we're there and be able to call each other in case we have a tough vote. But to your point, we're going to have to get off the floor, meet with a constituent, go to the restroom, and obviously eat something to maintain our protein so we can make it through the long night.
Sure.
And no telling how many cups of coffee.
There you go. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning from Austin, where the House will start their budget hearing this morning. Now, we're talking about $218 billion. There's some difference there between the House and the Senate. But, of course, the big question, the sticking issue, is rainy day fund. What's your feeling personally on using some of it, and what do you think the House is going to decide there?
Well, I think we've made that decision in the budget. We're going to put it in HB1 and use that. And we've talked to people around the state and our colleagues, and you know, there's a need to make sure we cover expenses that we have from last session, and we need to cover it now. And that Economic Stabilization Fund was put there, like we talked about numerous times. It's somewhere wavering between 10 and 11 billion, and we're talking about using 2.5 of that to make the books right and not use any gimmicks in accounting. And I think that's the right thing to do. The big argument early in the month was whether we put it in HB1 or HB2, the supplemental, and everybody agrees it needs to be in HB1.
Sure.
From the House side.
Now, get ready to kick your shoes off, I guess, and relax a little bit. Now, is this all going to be on TV? Is it going to be streamed so we can watch it if we want to, at 9 o'clock tonight, decide to do that?
Absolutely, and I wish you'd tune in at 9 a.m. this morning. So we're gonna go on the floor here in about 20 minutes, yeah, and we'll get all our resolutions out of the way. And at 10 a.m., the speaker will bang the gavel, and we will start on the budget, and it will be some entertaining television.
All right, well, go earn that $16 a day or whatever as you get there, and we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Scott, I look forward to being back in Brazos Valley in a couple, 30 hours.
There you go. All right, thank you, Kyle.
Appreciate that. Thank you, my friend.
Yep. Bye-bye. It's State Representative Kyle Cassell joining us from Austin, where they start tackling the budget in just a few minutes.